This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern & Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell.
Yes, welcome back to Sixers in 60, a Monday edition this week and next, typically Tuesday nights on 97.5 The Fanatic, and a live show from the center in South Philadelphia. Thanks to our producer, Silvana Kelleher, and our engineer, the great Marty Dickerson. Tonight on Sixers in 60, Matt Murphy back with you, and I'm joined by Sixers team reporter Lauren Rosen. Lauren, we are without our friend and co-host Nick Stauskas for this week, but we haven't really gotten your take. How much are you looking forward to when the Nick Stauskas Robert Covington interview drops?
It's so special, Matt. And for those who don't know, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening tonight are aware, but Nick Stauskas, of course, a process legend, as is Robert Covington. And the two of them are also both excellent storytellers. It's been so cool, and I haven't heard it in full yet, but just to listen to bits and pieces of this interview, listen to the two of them chatting off the air as well. They have some really specific memories from a very specific time in NBA history that I think a lot of people are going to look back on fondly, as the two of them do as well. So that interview is going to be really special. If you're not already subscribed to the 76ers Insiders podcast, make sure that you are, because while we will play snippets of it on programming like Sixers in 60, we will drop the entire interview there. And they chatted for a long time. There was a lot to talk about, Matt.
I think it was like they sat down behind the mics on our podcast set and maybe had just a warm-up question or two, but then once it really got flowing, they were in there for over 30 minutes chopping it up about old times, current times, all of that. And Nick Stauskas will be back with us on Sixers in 60 next week. If you listened last week, you heard them discussing their chances in a series against the current Sixers team and how they feel like they could get a game and how they used to lose games late because during the 2015-16 Sixers season, largely because they would run out of gas. And I thought it was so interesting when Nick Stauskas said, I countered by saying you guys were mostly young. Covington was considered a veteran player in his third season. Shouldn't you have the energy against some older players in the NBA? And he said, we were nervous. I thought that was a really interesting way. I didn't think of it that way. I just assumed the younger team would be able to close games. And it was more of a nerves thing for that young group. So I wasn't looking at it that way, but you can hear that full conversation coming soon to the 76ers Insiders podcast here on Sixers in 60 tonight. We speak ahead of the Sixers and the Heat, which we don't know the result yet, Lauren, but a game with big-time playoff implications because they're, at this time, both 37 and 30. It doesn't get any closer than this.
And as has been the case with a few of the Sixers' most recent opponents, both teams without their centerpieces, or at least parts of their centerpiece.
Jimmy Butler hasn't played a single game against the Sixers yet this season.
So it will be interesting to see sort of obviously playoff implications to be sure. The Sixers will play the Miami Heat in Miami one more time before the season is over in April. But to see sort of where the regular season series nets out and what these two teams, should they, of course, meet again in the playoffs, what both teams look like at full force, hopefully, of course, for both teams in the playoffs. Like we were just saying, no Jimmy Butler tonight, has not faced the Sixers yet this season. No Joel Embiid either for the Sixers, obviously. But, Matt, as I know that we've covered sort of ad nauseum at this point, Joel does continue to ramp up towards play, was able to participate in practice with his teammates yesterday, a non-contact practice, but of course that a major step towards a return to the court.
Right. What was the energy like at that Sunday practice? Because not just Embiid, Covington was getting some shots up too, the man that we just spoke about. The Sixers have been playing without Embiid since February 1st, the Tyrese Maxey 51-point game All-Star selection night for Maxey that night.
And of course, the trade deadline came just a little over a week after that game. So the team also has a pretty different makeup in the time since Joel has been away. But to answer your question, Sunday's practice did have a special energy. The guys on Joel's birthday in this building just a couple nights ago sang happy birthday and then said, "We miss you, Joel." That content, of course, is available on the Sixers social media platforms. If you want to watch that video of Ricky Council the fourth and Tyrese Maxey singing happy birthday,
he said
Joel
he was caught off guard. He was a little, what would you say, off key at the beginning.
But listen, he embraced it. He went for it. Shout out to Ricky Council for serenading Joel Embiid on his birthday. But the fellas said they really, really missed Joel. And then to have him participating with the group, it was awesome.
Did they need another singer? Is that why Tyrese Maxey did it? Because some of the other rookies were with Delaware that?
I think Tyrese is just a good
guy. No Jeff Doughton in the singing posse. It was Tyrese Maxey and Ricky Council IV singing happy birthday. Typically a rookie obligation.
And listen, Tyrese has been looking out for Ricky all season, and I think he saw an opportunity to look out for his buddy. They talked to the two of them, by the way. Tyrese Maxey and Ricky Council both featured on one of the latest episodes of the 76ers Insiders podcast.
And in about 8 minutes on this show, we'll hear their rapid fire responses with each of us. So
and
Tyrese Maxey and Ricky Council the fourth. You can go to the podcast after this, but stick here to hear from them even sooner.
And Matt, the two of them did a great job singing to Joel, and then of course that energy was transferred over the next morning as they all gathered in Camden. Again, non-contact practice reps for Joel Embiid, but to see him out there with his teammates, always a great sign. There were smiles on everyone's faces. I talked to Paul Reed about it, actually, just moments ago in the locker room. He said it gives them a lot of hope when Joel's out there with them. It just makes everything so much easier. He is the focal point. He is the MVP. He is one of the most talented basketball players to ever pick up a basketball. And so to see him progressing back into a potential return to play, again, there's no official timeline on Joel's return as of yet. But again, going through those steps, always a good sign.
It's so funny. I get these, a bunch of like NBA newsletters, and they're talking about Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, and they're them as a scoring duo. And there's always like a subheading that's like, but Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are the best scoring duo in the NBA. People forget, because Embiid's been out, about the 35 points that he was averaging to follow up his NBA MVP campaign. Speaking of Tyrese Maxey, he's had a new vet to get to know in Kyle Lowry. How has that been going?
And kind of cool when you say a new vet to get to know, because throughout the course of his career, Tyrese Maxey has worked with some really illustrious veterans in this league. In the last calendar year alone, PJ Tucker, Pat Beverly, now Kyle Lowry, guys that have all, by the way, loved working with Tyrese. And it's been cool to listen to Kyle talk about his motivation to join the Sixers and the role that Tyrese Maxey played in his decision to join the Sixers, of course, for the rest of this season. Said that he's one of the most talented players out there, is Tyrese Maxey. And Kyle Lowry just wanted a chance to sort of put his fingerprints on one of the brightest young rising stars in the league right now. Cool to watch them sort of get to know each other. Of course, Lowry has a lot of continuity and experience with head coach Nick Nurse. So sort of watching the two of them work with Coach Nurse, sort of being his voices out there on the floor, as is usually the case with your point guard or the guys in those guard spots that are running the floor. Really cool to see them get to know each other, and of course cool to see how much players around the league that have never played with Tyrese Maxey. I'm thinking of course of Jimmy Butler, who has never played with Tyrese Maxey but has given some really kind words towards Tyrese even when he was a rookie. This is a player in Tyrese Maxey that has a ton of respect around the league from guys he's played with, guys he hasn't played with, and he's making guys want to come here and play, which is awesome.
You mentioned PJ Tucker briefly. Last week on this program, Paul Reed, who we also just discussed, his answer in the rapid fire round on the vet who's made the biggest impact on him was PJ Tucker. And I thought that was interesting. We'll hear more of those responses throughout the regular season, the end of the regular season on the 76ers Insiders podcast. Kyle Lowry and Tyrese Maxey is one combination at Nick Nurse's disposal for the Sixers. They have a lot of guard depth post-trade deadline especially. There are other wings in the mix and different starting and finishing combinations, which includes Kelly Oubre Jr., who has adapted into a very much of an attacking role. Hearing Nick Nurse speak pregame to the assembled media before this Heat game, talking about they want to see Kelly Oubre get in close and finish off those dunks and shots, and that's the most important part, is how he ends these plays. But he's had to adapt to a big role for much of his first season in Philadelphia, and his big first half helped the Sixers eventually come away with a win over the Charlotte Hornets by building up a lead in their most recent game before Miami.
And Kelly, of course, back in the starting lineup again versus the Miami Heat. This feels like the role that he's sort of carved out for himself, especially during the shorthanded stretch that the Sixers have gone through. But credit, of course, to Kelly, because throughout the season, he has found ways to impact this team, starting, coming off the bench, playing heavy minutes, playing light minutes. He's been such a delight to work with and to watch. His teammates have totally embraced him. He's embraced the city. These fans love him. It's been such a pleasure to watch Kelly Oubre this season as a 76er.
Now the road trip ahead. Four-game trip. You can't say West Coast. It starts in Phoenix and then L.A., both L.A. teams, and Sacramento. That's Wednesday.
Speaking of P.J. Tucker, twice in the next five games will the Sixers see P.J. Tucker.
Right. After the four on the road, Sacramento being Monday, a week from today, the Clippers come to Philadelphia for a game that Wednesday. In your experience, this trip, when it comes around every year, what are some benefits of it? It's going to be a challenging trip just in terms of the opponents, but there's obviously the travel component to it as well.
Well, listen, Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey love to go back and forth when we're in LA. They coined a line a couple years ago that I think was memorable for a lot of Sixers fans. Every time they touch down in Los Angeles, the sun is bright and the vibrations are right, say Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey on the West Coast.
And he will travel, Tobias Harris, correct, despite not playing against the Heat, but Coach Nurse said it's sort of a day-to-day situation.
The vibe's high out in L.A., usually a practice opportunity in one of the gyms where some of the guys gather together during the offseason as well. So a cool opportunity to get a change of scenery, get perhaps some sunshine. The sun has been shining in Philadelphia over these last few days. We've been spoiled. But always a great opportunity, too, to see some quality opponents. For whatever the team's records are in Los Angeles, they usually both prove to be quality opponents, shaping up to be just the same this year as the Sixers head out on this four-game date, let's say, with the Western Conference.
And in the full version of the 76ers Insiders podcast with Ricky and Tyrese, Ricky talked about the trips he's been looking forward to in his rookie season, and Charlotte was one. It was his first road trip, he said, he thinks, because he's from Durham, North Carolina, but then he was quick to mention this upcoming Phoenix, LA, Sacramento trip, and I think it's familiar to everyone on the Sixers roster because of the offseason workouts that guys like Ricky Council IV were a part of. So the two-game L.A. trip might seem more like home to the Sixers because that has become like the capital of the offseason for so many NBA players and their team included.
And for background, those, of course, voluntary workouts. Tons of players from other teams. We've talked a lot with assistant coach Rico Hines, who serves
as his area,
a total centerpiece for that summer work that happens, the Rico Hines runs, of
course. Also a great podcast, so go back in the archives for that one.
Those workouts take place at UCLA, an opportunity for players on all sorts of teams to gather. But this season, lots of Sixers gathering there to work with one of their then-new assistant coaches and now assistant coach in Rico Hines. So a lot of history in some of those buildings. buildings there, a lot of opportunity to get some much-needed wins for the 76ers, who have been, Matt, obviously the record lately has reflected their shorthandedness, but they have been finding ways to win and ways to compete. And if you remember Nick Nurse's introductory press conference all these months ago, that's what he wanted from this team, to put themselves in a position to win every night. And even during this tough stretch, for the vast majority of the nights, they have found themselves in positions to potentially win their games. And that's exactly what Coach Nurse set out to do. He said regardless of who's available or who the opponent is, he wanted his team to fight every night, and they've been doing that.
A number of arena editions of Sixers in 60 this season before home games tonight. That is the case again. We've had studio shows. You've been on the road for these shows as well. So I'm sure we'll have a variety more ways to speak with you on this program coming up in the final few weeks of the regular season. But Lauren Rosen, as always, we appreciate your time for joining us on Sixers in 60.
Love doing it. Only wish there was more every time. So thanks for having me, Matt Murphy.
Sixers 37-30 at the time of this edition, and a lot of flip-flopping could still play out between the middle teams in the Eastern Conference from 4-8, but we will start wrapping things up by hearing from the two 76ers that we spoke about. Ricky Council IV, the rookie from Arkansas, and Tyrese Maxey. Some rapid-fire questions with both of those 76ers coming up right now on Sixers in 60.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Starting at shooting guard, 6'6", from Durham, North Carolina, attended the University of Arkansas, Ricky Council IV.
Favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
I thought you were going to say yourself because you added yourself to the Marvel characters in the arena video.
I had to get one more up.
If you didn't play basketball, what sport would you play?
Track, high jump, never lose.
What would your DJ name be?
DJ Rick.
Who's the vet that's made the biggest impact on you so far?
Tyrese, this is rapid fire, my bad.
You're good. Mo was giving us elaborate answers for this. Or he was elaborating on them. Favorite place to visit?
Miami, for now.
Place you wish to visit someday?
Turks.
Actor who would play you in a movie?
The Rock.
What's your favorite time of day?
Of day?
Like specific time?
I say like 5
p.m.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like you're in the gym at 5 a.m. probably, so.
Yeah, right.
That might be Tyrese, though.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And you stay late. What is your favorite color Sixers uniform?
Red, easy.
Why is that easy?
I don't know. It's just, it looks really good. And
your college was red-ish.
Yeah, but this is like a bright red, and it really pops with the blue and the white. It's nice.
Which Sixers teammate would you bring to an important family dinner?
Tobias.
Why is that?
His super presence. Professional. Ask the right questions, be respectful, all that. Not like anybody else would, but it's first off my top.
And then finally, what do your coaches and teammates call you in games and practices?
Ricky, Rick, C4. Yeah, that's the ones I hear the most.
Standing at 6'3 from the University of Kentucky, from Garland, Texas, Tyrese Maxey.
Favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
If you didn't play basketball, you'd play?
Tennis.
If you were a DJ, your DJ name would be?
DJ Max. Cut the beat.
Okay.
Or DJ Reese. I don't know. DJ T-Max.
Like, but that sounds kind of like TJ Max.
Man, DJ T-Max.
DJ TJ Max. Okay, great. Tyrese, favorite place to visit?
Say my mom's house now. Because I don't stay there. I just visit. I get to say, hey, mama, hey, grandma. I get to go home.
Place you wish to visit?
Africa.
Vet who made the biggest impact on you as a young player?
I'll say Joel and Tobias.
Actor who would play you in a movie?
Dancing Idris from Snowfall.
Favorite time of day?
Morning.
Like early. A number on the clock, though?
Like, probably like 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Which teammate would you bring to an important family dinner?
Tobias. Tobias or Joe.
What's your favorite jersey color of your Sixers jerseys?
Red. No, blue.
Navy or blue?
No, blue. The classic blue.
Classic blue. What do your teammates and coaches call you?
They call me all type of things. The Max. Some call me Reese. Some call me Tyrese. Joel doesn't have a name for me. Just says A when he wants the ball.
All right. Thanks so much to Lauren Rosen. Thanks to Tyrese Maxey and Ricky Council IV. A reminder that you can always hear our Sixers player and coach interviews in full podcast form at the 76ers Insiders podcast. Thanks to our producer, Silvana Kelleher. For Lauren Rosen, I'm Matt Murphy. Nick Stauskas will be back next week. Thanks for listening to Sixers in 60.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.